The topic of today's call is practice and mastery. Okay? What do I mean by mastery? Well, it's interesting. Again, the topic today is practice and how that relates to being a master of prospecting. Well, let's start with the definition of mastery. That's why all of you guys have signed up for this class. Well, the basic definition of mastery of something is, number one, the possession of consummate skill. So the possession of consummate skill. This is right out of the dictionary. And number two, their second definition is the full command of a subject of study. Well, how does this relate to you guys? In real estate, here's how we define mastery. In real estate, and really I'm talking about prospecting specifically, it is the ability to generate new business whenever you desire it in a predictable and profitable way. So in your notes, I want you to write down, being a master or having mastery of prospecting means the ability to generate new business whenever you desire it in a predictable and profitable way. Okay? Now, what is the goal of that? What do I mean by predictable and profitable? It simply means that for every prospecting session, when you're a master, you are able to set at least one appointment for every session, basically at will. If you say, I'm your coach, and I say, you know what, Inika, you have really got to get at least 3 new listings this week, and your only choice is to do it from prospecting or lead follow-up, and you're going to spend 2 hours a day for the next 5 days, you should have no problem. I know Inika and Ralph, they have this ability, okay? They know that they can get on the phone and make a certain amount of contacts and guarantee themselves new listing appointments. So, again, the ability to generate new business at will. Okay, so a couple of you guys just joined us. We're defining mastery at prospecting, the ability to generate new business whenever you desire it in a predictable and profitable way. Okay, now, one of the missing elements that I find from doing lots of free coaching calls when you guys need help, from handling anywhere from 50 to sometimes 100 emails a day, from just general, you know, all of our different classes, one of the missing elements is the resolve to practice this and to realize that you earn as you learn, okay? And I want you to write that down. My job is to earn as I learn. There is a major key to your success that has to be unlocked here. And I'm going to recommend a book to you. And this is homework for everyone. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the normal places. Okay, it's called Mastery, The Keys to Success and Long-Term Fulfillment. Again, the book is called Mastery. That's the title. The subtitle is The Keys to Success and Long-Term Fulfillment. This is written by George Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, George Leonard, okay? Extremely critical. It's mostly for coaches and teachers, but once you understand where our coaching is coming from, it's going to unlock a lot for you. Now, the gentleman who wrote this book is the author of The Way of Aikido, okay? So this is a martial art. He's also written a lot of different things, all relating back to being the master of something. I'm going to read you something, and then I'm going to bring it full circle and show you what I mean as it relates to prospecting. I've got to get a quick drink here. Sorry about that. We're in Las Vegas, and the air is really dry here. So, okay, so this will take about 3 minutes. So I want you guys to just close your eyes and listen to what I'm reading to you. There's an old joke that appears in many versions and always sends the same message. This is from the book I just recommended. In one version, the joke goes that a couple of Texans in a Cadillac on their way to a concert are lost in New York's Lower East Side. They stop to ask a question of a bearded elder. The question is this: how do you get to Carnegie Hall, they ask. He says, practice. The usage of the word practice as a verb is clear to all of us. You practice your trumpet, you practice your prospecting, you practice your dance routine, your multiplication tables, your combat mission. We understand what practice means in this sense. That is something that is separate from the rest of your life. You practice in order to learn a skill, okay? You practice in order to improve yourself. You practice in order to to get ahead, to achieve goals, and to make money. This way of thinking about practice is useful in our society. You know, you obviously have to practice to get to Carnegie Hall, right? But for someone who is on the master's journey, just as all of you are on this call, becoming absolute masters of prospecting, and again, what do we mean by that? We mean the ability to generate new business whenever you desire it in a predictable and profitable way. For one who is on the master's journey, the word is best conceived as a noun, not something you do, but as something you have, something you are. In this sense, the word is akin to the Chinese word tao and the Japanese word do, both of which mean literally road or path. Aha, interesting. Practice is the path upon which you travel. Okay. Practice as a noun can be anything you practice on a regular basis. In your guys' case, this means prospecting, not in order specifically to gain something else, but practice for its own sake. Again, your job is to earn while you learn. None of you guys are absolute experts. I learn new stuff about prospecting every day. I learn new stuff about coaching every day. It's part of the path that makes you guys profitable. Okay? So I want you to consider the fact that for a master, the rewards gained along the way are fine, but they're not the main reason for the journey. Ultimately, the master and the master's path are one. If the traveler is fortunate, if the path is complex and profound enough, the destination keeps moving. So as soon as you become an absolute expert at, say, for sale by owners, now all of a sudden you want to become an expert at expireds. Interesting, right? So for the person who understands that you earn while you learn, you become joyful about the process of practicing prospecting every day. It becomes not just something that, oh, I have to begrudgingly do this because it's the only way I know how to make money. It becomes part of your life, part of who you are, part of what you do. So we're talking about practice here. Practice makes perfect, of course. But really, in real estate, nobody's perfect, so the further away you get from the idea that, you know, if I could just get better at this one thing, I'd earn all the money in the world. No, your job is to earn while you learn. So what do we mean by prospecting practice? What do we mean by practicing to master prospecting? This is a really critical, again, very important part of your learning. So I want you to write down this phrase. Repetitious boredom pays off, just like the person practicing so they can get to Carnegie Hall from our story. Repetitious boredom pays off, okay? Sometimes you can think of this as, you know, the same thing over and over and over. Some people have nicknamed that being in the salt mine, okay? So repetitious boredom pays off in many different ways. So we're going to write down, what does it mean to be a great prospecting practicer? Again, without the practice, you don't become the master. Number one, start with the end in mind. The goal here is to develop and then maintain the ability to set one appointment each time you have a prospecting session. Okay? The goal is, okay, let's go back to the musician practicing for Carnegie Hall. When they're practicing, you guys have heard pianists go over their scales over and over and over and over and over. When you go to a concert and you hear the musicians warming up, they're going over their scales over and over and over. They're practicing little bits and pieces. Why is that? Because music is made of different scales, just like prospecting is made of different scripts. Hopefully you guys are putting the pieces and parts together now. So again, when we mean prospecting practice, we mean, number one, start with the end in mind, which is the ability to set an appointment each time you have a prospecting session. Number two, realize that this is a process. Progress is a process. Remember, in Japanese, practice means road or path. This is a process. Progress is a process. Okay, number three, don't go it alone. Have accountability partners. Annika and Ralph have each other. Tim and I have each other. I know that Ryan and I believe Kevin are accountability partners. Okay, if you need my help setting that up, send me an email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. Don't go it alone. Have a practice partner, an accountability partner, a prospecting partner, where you talk to each other and you're supportive and you say, here's my goal today. And don't worry if you are not there yet with the ability to set an appointment every time you prospect. There is a victory in showing up on time to your office. That's progress. It is progress for you to pick up the phone today. It's progress for you to call just three of your past clients today. If none of that is an issue for you, it's progress if you call expired for the first time today. Maybe it's the first time you've ever set an appointment with an expired, okay? So I want you to be careful not to set up this expectation that, hey, you know what, if I didn't do that, then I failed today. Not true. Just as the person practicing to get to Carnegie Hall has good practice days and bad practice days. I naturally gravitate to music analogies because I am a musician. One of my old flute teachers used to say, sometimes it's a victory just to put your flute together, okay? So don't go it alone. Realize that there are victories along the way, showing up on time, picking up the phone, getting your scripts together, reviewing your scripts. All of these things are part of the path to mastery. Okay, so next, number four, you must have role play partners. Number three was about accountability partners. Your accountability partners need to be battery chargers, not battery drainers, so choose them wisely, or I will choose them for you. Number four, role-play partners. And role-play partners, there is A, B, C, D, and E. I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. This has been covered on a previous call. I'm doing it again because I know that not all of you are doing this. Role-play partners, A, they agree to the rules ahead of time. For example, I'll call you every morning at 8 o'clock, or I call you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You call me Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, they agree to the rules. B, they agree that they are practicing with you. You are in this together to learn and to move forward. So they agree to practice. C, they agree to show up every time. This is part of your accountability. If you're not showing up for your role play partners, why would I ever believe that you're prospecting every day? Okay, so part of this, yes, is me keeping an eye on you as a coach, because I know when you actually accomplish these things, you're going to make more money. D, you agree to practice success. What do I mean by that? Well, when you're with a role play partner, let's say it's Ineke and Ralph role playing a script with each other. The goal is not to be the most difficult seller in the world and torture each other. The goal is to give each other logical objections which require the answers, require you to close each other, and celebrate your success. Practice hearing yes. Yes, it's okay for you guys to give each other a little bit of a hard time. That's fine. But don't, you know, you got to do it with the intent to practice success and practice hearing yes. And E, be 100% supportive with each other. No whining, complaining, or carrying on. No negative behavior at all. You guys have enough of that to deal with just by watching the news. Be supportive with each other. So that's number four with our prospecting practice. Number five, absolutely maintain a schedule. If any of you guys listened to last Friday's interview with a superstar, you know what I'm talking about. We talked to you about following a schedule all the time. It's one of those things you will never escape from at Harris Real Estate University. Yes, we require that you follow a schedule. Okay, think of your practicing, regarding following the schedule, your practicing of your prospecting, in other words, earning while you learn, is kind of like vitamins for your real estate business. If you are not lead generating on a daily basis, your business is withering away, whether you realize it or not. Okay, just like you know, some of my friends in cold climates should be taking vitamin D because you don't get enough sunshine. Okay, if you don't feel that you have enough energy, probably need to look into vitamin D. Okay, well, prospecting is vitamin D for your business. Make sure you're doing it every day, even if you are not yet setting an appointment every single day. And number six, absolutely you must read the book that I recommended, which is called Mastery. Okay. Again, just to reiterate what we're talking about here, practice is anything you practice on a regular basis, in your case, prospecting. It's an integral part of your life. Again, not to necessarily gain something that minute, but for its own sake to stay on the path. It could be prospecting, gardening, bridge, yoga. There's lots of things that you guys are already good at as a result of your practice. Now, a doctor practices medicine and an attorney practices law, but each of them also has a practice, okay? If that practice is only a collection of patients and clients, a way of making a living, it's not a master's practice. In other words, what we're teaching you to do for yourselves in real estate. For a master, the rewards gained along the way are fine, but they're not the only reason for the journey. The things that you guys learn by prospecting every day, practicing, in other words, you move forward so much more quickly when you do this every day. Okay? As I said, when you're doing this right, you'll start to enjoy it. I know for some of you that's hard to believe. But then you'll say, ah, I've mastered that. Now the path continues. What will I master next? Maybe that's going to be short sales for some of you. Okay? Now, based on this book, remember this guy wrote The Way of Aikido. He says a woman in one of their Aikido workshops, asked his wife's name is Annie, why is she still going to Aikido class? I thought you'd already gotten your black belt, she said. It took Annie a few minutes to explain that a black belt is only one more step along in the endless path, a license to go on learning for as long as you live. It's interesting. I think a lot of times we get frustrated with prospecting because we think it's finite. We're just going to all of a sudden wake up and now I'm a master prospector. But what Annie was saying is this is just license to continue to learn, okay? If I stopped as your coach learning how to coach, if I stopped seeking out things like this awesome book called Mastery, I would start to, just like not taking your vitamins in your business, I would start to sort of wither away and the calls would start to kind of stink and you guys would say, well, what am I doing this for? No, you got to stay on the path of mastery, okay? In a nation obsessed with the achievement of goals, I mean, you guys hear things like, it doesn't matter how you score, the score is all that counts. Don't tell me how you're going to sell the ad, just sell it. Or winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Devotion to the goalless journey might seem incomprehensible or bizarre, but behind the slogans you read on the sports page in the business section, there is a deeper reality that the master goes along with the rhetoric without scoring and winning. They continue to practice. Okay? They secretly cherish games filled with twists and turns of fortune, close calls, great plays, magical finishes, regardless of who wins. Okay? But there's another secret. People who we know as masters don't devote themselves to their particular skill just to get better at it. The truth is, they love to practice. And because of this, they get better. So my point to all of you today is I want you to begin to love the process. Love the fact that you have accountability partners. Love the fact that you have role play partners who are in this with you. They understand you. They know what you're going through. Love the fact that you have Harris Real Estate University leading the way, showing you these things, reminding you that your job is to earn while you learn, okay? Love the process, and you will instantly make more income. Remember what we're always telling you on your Friday interview with the Superstar, and if you guys don't know what I'm talking about with that program, remember to go back to harrisrealestateuniversity.com, go to the bottom of the page where it says free stuff, and go listen to past ones. Most of you, well, all of you really should make sure you listen to the one that we just did last week, okay? We're always talking to you about the fact that if you are not earning what you wish to earn, if you do not yet have the lifestyle of your dreams, if you do not have the savings account of your dreams, it's because you have yet to figure out how to help enough people at a high enough level. Now, there's two statements in there. Enough people goes directly back to your ability to prospect and keep yourself on a schedule every day, even if you don't set an appointment today. Get back in the saddle tomorrow. Love the process. That's where the money is made, guys. It's not in having the big light bulb go off where all of a sudden I have ordained you a master prospector simply because you've been in class every time for 6 months, whatever it is. That doesn't happen. It happens along the path, okay? The people practicing for Carnegie Hall will tell you it happened in the practice room. Not every time. Maybe 1 out of 10 days they had a breakthrough. But they'll also tell you that that only happens for musicians that spend the time in the practice room. Okay, I can tell you from experience myself that that's how it goes. Okay, both for anything you're already a master at as well as this. Okay, the money is made on the path. So, again, that statement that, you know, you've got to find enough people to help and help them at a high enough level. First part, enough people to help. You guys can take care of that on a daily basis by maintaining a schedule. second part of that statement, which is at a high enough level, what does that mean? Somebody asked us that on the webinar. At a high enough level means that you are using all of the questions in your scripts, that you are listening to all of the answers that the sellers share with you, and in some cases your buyers share with you, okay, that you are actually understanding their situation. You know, I asked Tom White this morning, one of my graduate students, what's changed about the market? He said he's spending more time on the phone with people, not less. He's having to listen to their situations more. He's having to help them determine what is the purpose of their move and what is the direction that he's got to take them in. For some of you, you've got to determine, is this a short sale client? Is this a loan mod client? Is this a traditional listing? Should they keep the home and rent it out and I'll go sell them something on the buying side? You have all of these decisions to make, but that only happens when you're speaking with enough people to create those conversations. I think many of you, not all of you, but a lot, most of you guys are doing a killer job on this prospecting as you move forward, especially as you learn more and more scripts from the other class. But there is a handful of you who are making this too hard because you are still making your decision to prospect or not, whether you feel like it today. The person practicing for Carnegie Hall doesn't have that thought anymore. They just go to the practice room every day because that's what they do. They're practicing to be a master, you see. If you remove the emotional option that some of you are putting in the way, everything will get easier. If no longer you have a choice, you know, let's say that instead of in real estate where you get paid, you know, now and then when you have something close, I'm going to pay you per hour to prospect, okay? You guys would rack up as many hours as you could because you wanted the paycheck. Well, guess what? It really does work that way. It's just that in real estate, it's complicated by the fact that we're commission only, okay? But if you were to divide your commission by the amount of hours spent on the transaction, you'd see that most of you guys are making $300, $400, $500, $600 an hour. So when you define it that way, wouldn't you want to stay on the phone most of your life? I think most of you would, okay? So I want you to remove the emotional barriers that some of you, not all of you, that some of you are putting in your way, whether you feel like it, whether it's a sunny day or not, whether you think the market's going to improve next month. You're going to wait till spring. You know, it's Groundhog Day here, and a lot of you guys are finding out based on Groundhog Day that you got six more weeks of winter. Well, so what? You got plenty of people that have to buy or sell regardless of whether it's 0 degrees out, okay? And I can relate to that. Remember, I used to live in Ohio, guys, so I tease you because I understand, okay? But there are people who need your help today. Your job is to go find them so that you can help more people at a higher level. That's what makes you wealthy in real estate, okay? That is the key. And when you approach all of your prospecting calls from a place of being of service, all of a sudden it becomes easier. I've had graduate students tell me that quite a number of times. They say, as soon as I remove myself and how prospecting makes me feel like I'm on the line or like I'm going to be criticized or they're going to have an objection I can't handle, as soon as I remove me from it and I make it all about them, using what we teach here at HREU, the concept of MMFI, make me feel important, the person on the other line, end of the phone, as soon as they did that, all of a sudden they had more transactions in their pipeline. It's interesting. So homework assignment, very important. Go get the book called Mastery, The Keys to Success and Long-Term Fulfillment, written by George Leonard. This is not a real estate book, okay? Don't look in the real estate section. Just search by title, okay? This is a book about essential keys to mastery, tools for mastery, personality types that are obstacles to mastery, how to avoid pitfalls along the path. All of this relates back to your prospecting mastery, and when you have read this book, the light bulb will go off if it hasn't already on this call. All right, you know how to reach me, Coach Julie Harris at gmail.com. I'll talk to you all next week.